Two Piece and a Biscuit, Felicia Waters presents Two Piece and a Biscuit. It's live each Wednesday night right here on FC Radio. Felicia won't leave ya.
You're listening to the artist D and Anne-Marie on 4 Culture Radio, and that makes you fabulous, darling.
Tonight, are you man enough to be a woman? Are you woman enough to be a man? The battle of the sexes and exhaustion. We're all exhausted. It's a hell of an evening here on Up All Night. Keep listening. Just keep listening. Welcome to Up All Night. I'm the artist D, and I think that's Anne-Marie over there.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
I'm sorry. Starting off with the bang. I'm exhausted, so everything's funny.
We are both exhausted, so it's extremely funny.
Everything's funny.
Everything, everywhere. So if you don't know what's funny, just trust us. It's funny. Hilarious. It's February 7th, 2015 on FC Radio. It's episode 5. How are you other than exhausted?
I'm pretty good.
Me too. I mean, it's been a day.
I'm glad.
It's been a day.
It's been a day. We did a lot today.
We did. We got up early. The both of us. I was up at 8. You were up at 11. No.
6:30 a.m. That's my usual with the child, but hey.
You were up with producer Mark, and then you were up with me, and we were working on fabulous things.
Yeah.
Amazing things coming to the 4 Culture and 4 Culture Radio.
Fabulous stuff. Yes. It's good stuff. I'm excited.
Good stuff.
I am.
We can't talk about it, but it's good stuff, we promise.
That's right.
Some of it, though. Like...
Gonna button my lip. We could talk about a little bit, yeah, a little bit.
We can, because we're fabulous. On Air launched their fundraising campaign.
Yeah, 60 artists.
60 artists that
have donated tracks to 3 different albums.
All you need is £15.
£15 for all, or if you want to be, you want to go low budget, you could do £5. That's $7.60. We could do that. And it helps pay the bills and keep us alive, you know?
You even converted it for them. How nice of you.
I had to, because I just,
I just gave. I just handed over my pounds, and I'm like, I don't know what this is, but I'll find out later.
Yeah, man, the exchange rate could be rough.
Yes. I looked at the little graph on Google when I did the little conversion. And
you looked at a graph? I had a chart where I just insert the number and it tells me.
Yeah,
you had a fancy graph.
Well, I mean, I did that, but next to it, it shows you a little line graph of conversion rates. And like, we're low. I guess it's good right now, but that seems very... It seemed kind
good
of expensive.
Good for who? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, not for us. I mean, does that mean they made more money off of Americans?
I guess so.
Or that we get, I don't know, because we gave so little, but they got so much, which is wonderful.
Bastards. Hey, it keeps the lights on, so I'm okay with it.
And that's
I'm okay.
The whole point of it is this is our platform. The as I said in a video that has yet to come out, On Air is like our stump. It's the tree.
Aw, the tree.
And
the tree of life.
We're branches off of that tree, you and I.
And your donation waters the tree.
It waters the tree.
Yes. And what else?
It waters the tree and makes it grow and makes it, well, I guess it, you know, it could make it grow, but more importantly, it keeps it alive.
Yes.
Because we need to be kept alive.
Can't grow if you're dead.
No, you can't.
Although I wouldn't know because I've never been dead before. No. So I don't know.
We wouldn't know yet, and we have a while to find out.
Knocking on wood.
Absolutely. So onairtunes.bandcamp.com is where you can get the three albums.
Yeah, you'll see one for Full Culture Radio. You'll see one for the indie show, and you'll see one for Goth Tunes.
Goth Tunes.
Yeah. Goth Tune.
Yes, so I bought all three this morning, and
awesome.
Been listening to them ever since. They're wonderful, and some of our For Culture album is all of the people that we love and approve of from For Culture magazine.
And they apparently love and approve of us, which is an awesome thing.
It is wonderful. So you can hear some very fabulous tunes there, and you can also do we have any other firsts? Because I'm going to say Derek Bishop gave us.
Yeah, well, Debut has an album that's coming out the 3rd, and his track Passion is going to come out on that album, and we've got it early.
We got that exclusive. We got the Derek Bishop remix exclusive at that.
Yeah, Vein Machine is new. It's off their album that has yet to come out. What else?
Wonderful. It's just so much. And Noblesse.
Good stuff.
I love Noblesse. Oblige. Noblesse oblige, I should say. Hi.
They got that. Best radio ID ever.
Yes. Did you see their little Christmas video?
That's my favorite.
Oh my god, I laughed.
I love them
so hard. Or you could go directly to GoFundMe.com/onairtunes and donate directly. You can still get the albums, plus give more, which is kind of the point. You've got to give more. You don't gotta.
It would be nice. Support the arts, you know. If you enjoy us, you know, we all of this is a labor of love. So anything you can give will just allow us to continue to
and the
bring you awesomeness.
The sooner you give, the better, because eventually we'll have like a PBS special or something. And we'll take over your computers for 24 hours.
And excellent.
We'll have Mark on the piano like Frank Sinatra.
Topless. Was Frank Sinatra ever topless?
In a kilt.
In a kilt. Yeah, well, that's another issue.
I don't think
Frank Sinatra was hairy ready. Brain, right, Mark? Yeah. Are you familiar with that?
No, I don't think I am.
Hairy brain. I'll Google it, I guess. Maybe it will. He taught me that.
Hairy brain.
Well, here we go, everybody.
Hairy brain. Should I look on Urban Dictionary?
Yeah, you can. It's...
I can.
You absolutely can.
Postmodern term to describe the shape and texture of one's genital sac.
Which is all caps.
All caps. Which is why I say sac. Also, I like how it's also known as scrotum, in case you couldn't catch that. The bald eagle, and last but not least, the...
I've never heard of the gerbil bag.
Gerbil bag. I caught my hairy brain in the...
That's another great band name right there.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm kind of... I'm digesting this. I'm thinking about...
It's wonderful.
Oh, wow. I think it just kind of hit me. What's going on there?
So, yeah, that will be there with the kilt.
The hairy brain on the piano, topless.
Oh, I'm not well.
I'm already crying. It's fantastic.
Yeah, well, yeah, me too. What time is it? Yeah, we're going to make it.
We're going to make it. We're going to get through this. And Mark did just mention, and I was going to mention, that we have our mobile phone app.
Yeah.
Woo! You can listen to on your bag
it's
phone.
It's on
in
Google Play
your car.
And BlackBerry, but the BlackBerry. iTunes one is coming up soon.
There's still BlackBerries.
There are still BlackBerries. People use them.
That's wonderful. So the iPhones are coming soon, so calm yourselves. We'll get there. But you can put it on your Android, and you can listen to us, and you can take us anywhere and listen to us. And it's our own app.
And it's pretty, too.
It's pretty, yes. And you can listen there. You can listen everywhere. We're on the other things, too, which I can't think of right now, because we're delirious.
You know, yeah, we're on TuneIn. That app
TuneIn
is free, too.
That's right, yes. And that's a nice one, too.
iTunes and whatever, yeah. It's all on our website.
Go
the
there.
Selection of icons.
Fourculture.com/Harry Gerbil.
Oh, boy.
Can I just sit here and laugh for the rest
of the
hour?
Yeah, that's what's going to end up happening.
I feel like. Because I was up very late last night taking pictures.
Doing your thing.
Doing my thing. Recording videos, taking pictures, playing. And it was midnight before I knew it. And I had this thing at 8 o'clock in the morning. And, it's tough. But
I'm sorry.
You know, but at least I got some pretty pictures of me as a girl. Like a girl.
Like a girl. Looking like a girl.
Like a girl.
Hashtag like a girl.
Which
a lot of drama over that ad, huh?
Straight to it, exactly.
It empowered some and then other people kind of freaked out.
Not so much, yes. Of course, we're talking about the Super Bowl ad that was by Always Tampons. You can say that on the radio. Yeah,
that was unusual in itself.
It was.
The feminine product.
Yes.
Thing.
But like a girl, if you haven't seen it yet, you should have already. If not on the show, then on the YouTubes and on the internets and on the Facebooks. But this ridiculous commercial, or so I say, the ridiculous commercial. I don't know what say you, but you know. Can you pitch like a girl? What do you do? What do you do if you're like a girl? What do you think that means? And apparently that brings down the demeanor of girls, the self ego,
their self esteem and whatnot.
Self esteem. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you think that it does bring that? Because they said like you know young girls they get it. They're like throw like a girl. Well, they're going to throw however they want to, but. As you get to a teenager, you
well, there
realize.
Was a difference in the. I don't know if there were actors or whoever the heck was in the ads. The adult females were mocking throwing like a girl. You know, they would request throw like a girl, and they would just kind of do a mocking gesture. Whereas the kids just did what they were doing, whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah. I think it
so.
Kind of,
see the point.
It was the icing on the cake for like a very large problem or topic that I've been dealing with a while now. Just the genders, because I still consider myself transgender, even though I'm a bit of everything, which kind of throws people into a tangent right there. But I'm a little bit of a male, female. I think we're all a mix of everything. I mean, even if it's not our gender physically, it's our personality. We all have the many multitudes of.
Right.
And so for me, I have no problem with being like a girl or like a boy or, you know, queer is another word for some of my personality. And I don't think that men and women and boys and girls and males and females are particularly supposed to be the same. And that bugs people because apparently...
But why the hell do we have to, same. It's okay to be different and... We always got to put everybody in a box and
everybody
and label and criticize one another. And, well, you do that. And you're doing that to be like this. And shut up. Everyone just shut your face and do your thing.
Because I have no problem thinking that women have a unique set of fabulous, amazing traits that men do not. And that men also have fabulous traits that women do not. And I think it's okay to act like a man and act like a woman. And I'm hearing, and I don't know if it's just me because I'm in that community, but I hear over and over that, you know, we have to be equal. You can't let your kid be one way or the other. But I don't know what's wrong with that.
We're so friggin' insecure. We can't be ourselves because we don't know what that is.
That is true. And I think people are being the transgender is just kind of coming out of the closet right now in the media. I think they're kind of afraid of how to treat that. Like parents are taking
That's
it to
true.
Heart.
Yeah.
I mean, we see all these kids killing themselves over being transgender, over suffering, over being bullied. And some parents really take that to heart. You know, you want to think, well, what if my kid is? And you want to be okay with that. But then you take it into overdrive, and it's like this Nebraska school with the dumb purple penguins. Have you heard about the purple penguins?
I read up on the purple penguins. How do you do that?
How do you do that?
You can't call them boys, girls. What do you? You just refer to them as.
It has to be gender inclusive, such as purple penguins. Don't use the word boys and girls. You guys, ladies
I mean,
and gentlemen.
Come on.
You have to get their attention fairly, equally.
It's too much.
And that's the walking on eggshells that I see. It's like, well, what if my kid isn't telling me that he's transgender and it's ruining his life? And that's really not the point at all. The point is, I think, that if your kid comes to you and says, I feel different, you should probably listen and address it at that time. But this
should,
you know.
But who does? Come on. You got to sweep that under the rug and hopefully it goes away.
One would.
Come on.
One would. And I'm sure most parents would, but it's just very, it's disturbing to me. And I wanted to bring it up because it's disturbing. It bothers me.
Everyone's just got to relax.
They would. And I've heard now, like, babies, they don't want to call them. They don't want to tell the baby what they think it is because they want the baby to tell you what it is. Isn't that like the last final step of having your kid control your entire life?
I have no words. Like, I don't recall ever telling my child, you're a boy. And I didn't give him a manual to say, this is how you're supposed to act. Or mm-hmm. He just became his own person, you know? And I just assume, which I guess, sorry, yeah. In theory, it's lovely to have your child do that, but you can't be, come on, man. Everyone's got to loosen up. It's okay to, if your child's born a boy, they're a boy. If things happen down the line and you have things to discuss, then you discuss it.
Exactly.
There's no big deal.
Thank you. Because when I was a little diva and I was growing up and I thought I was a girl and I said, I'm a girl. And they said, no, you're a boy. See, that's when you should address these things. Then.
Let's talk. This
Just
is why,
talk.
You know, hey,
why do you think this? Okay. If you think this, then let's look into it. I think we could take that and, you know, and I also don't particularly, and of course many frowns on this as well, that I'm not supportive of a young person transitioning at a young age, as in, you know, when they're 10 or 14, then they want to go on hormones. I don't think that's necessary. Little seriousness for you there.
Yeah, me. No, I'm listening to you because, you know, that is a big deal. That is serious.
Because I know for myself, and of course, this is why the transgender community gets upset with me, is I grew through that. I had probably more female hormones than male. And as puberty struck and the years went on, things just kind of got more masculine. And it didn't kill me because I had an open mind to it and I let it go. And, you know, it bothered me for a little while. And eventually I fell in love with being a man as much as I had fell in love with being a woman. So it was very.
You fell in love with being you.
Fluid. Exactly. And that's what I'm always saying. Just fall in love with being yourself.
It doesn't matter what adjective you give yourself. You are you.
You are you. And I think we get too spun up in. You know, well, if you feel like a girl, then immediately take hormones, cut off your penis, and start wearing makeup. But what if you're not that kind of girl?
You know, that's true.
And what if you can't throw?
That's true.
What if you can't throw like a baseball player? That's what they should have said in that show, in that commercial. Throw like a baseball player. Now throw like a person who can't play baseball. It just so happens to look like a girl.
It's very profound, Dee. Look at that.
I'm glad you're open to this, Anne-Marie.
But that hashtag would be too long, throw like a baseball player. That's why they didn't use that.
That's what they were doing. They were sitting around the boardroom. What should it be, guys? Throw like a baseball player.
Too long, man. Yeah, it's not efficient.
Like a girl. You're on to something. Like a girl.
Men and women equal forever. But hey, which brings me to a Jezebel article that just popped up on my screen.
Oh.
And I'll read you the headline.
Please.
Since men can lactate, it's cool to fire women for breastfeeding.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So thanks to lactating men, you can...
Someone apparently got fired for having to breastfeed on the job. And
so they sued them for doing so.
Yeah, they were sued and...
See, that's the problem with equality.
And it's not sexist because under certain circumstances, men can lactate too.
That's ridiculous.
Where do we stop? Where do we draw the line? You
but
know?
That's exactly what's going to happen though, is that people will pick apart equality until it works for them.
Well, that's anything. You're going to pick anything apart and make it work for you.
And I'm all for equality. Let's get that out of the can here. I am perfectly on the side of you wanting the same rights as whoever has more rights than you. And whatever they can do, if you can do it. See, that's the part that nobody talks about. If you can do that, then you should be able to do that. If you can go and play baseball and win, then you should go and play baseball. But if you can't, then you don't go and play baseball. Well, how hard is that to understand?
I don't know. And the country's falling apart.
Because, I mean, you could talk about...
It's like everyone getting a trophy, man. Everyone's got to be the same, get the same, do the same.
And I came through school on the cusp of the everyone get a trophy thing. They were kind of right in between, shall we give them all 4 stars or punish them? Thankfully, they still punished us a little bit. But, and you see, even back then, as a kid, I kind of understood that you still had to play the system. You know, you couldn't just get ahead because the rules say you have to. You have to get your statue. You have to get your trophy. Back then, at least, I knew that if I bat my eyelashes and I was the cute little kid and, oh, you can't do this to me and, you know, I really want to get ahead, and that they'll let you ahead. But you had to work for that. You had to bullshit your way through that, just like life.
And bullshitting is an art, let me tell you.
And it's something you should also learn in school, from school.
I have a BFA in bullshit.
Yes. So that, you know, at least we had to work for it instead of, well, I'm going to sit here and do absolutely effing nothing because that's what the school says they can. They have to pass me anyway, so screw them.
Bastards.
But yeah, if you're a woman and you can do that job that men apparently always have or get paid more in, and you do it as well as a man, and you're there 24 hours a day working your ass off, fine. That makes total sense. Unfortunately, I see a lot of non-qualified people wanting equality, what they think is equality, but really it's just, you know, credentials. They don't have the ability to do. And that's not because they're a woman or a man. It's because they're a human being who just happens to not have the talent in whatever certain category.
Mm-hmm, that's right. That's everybody. The 60% of the people you're going to encounter.
I mean, this is exactly like, you know, I want to be an artist, but I can't paint a picture. Well, then you're not a painter. I mean, if you really think you can't, although I think everyone can paint a picture. But, you know, if you want to write the next Anne Rice novel, you're not going to be the next Anne Rice if you don't happen to have those born natural qualities. And hashtag shut your face. Yes, Felicia.
Hashtag
you.
Shut your face. Which goes back down. Be yourself.
Be yourself. Just be. And I'm glad that you're
freaking out.
You know, and you're here. You're actually a woman.
I am. Some days anyway. Yeah.
I should say, and that's then all the transgender people say, oh, there we go. There we go. He's not really a woman because he doesn't consider himself trapped.
But why is there such a need to analyze? What's the big deal?
I don't know.
What type of platform are you supposed to take?
And that's the thing. You know? If it's killing you. Because that's what they always come up against me is like, well, they're trapped and they have to. They have to transition to the other gender. And I say, well, then go. Do. Please. Don't let it kill you. But I think there are some people out there that if they dealt with it and thought about it, they'd kind of come to this, they might like parts of themselves. And we have to analyze why we hate each other or ourselves a lot. And that's something I had to ask myself was, do I hate being a man or do I hate being a man because of fill in the blank? You know, is it really, am I trapped? I didn't think I was. I think I just didn't get treated very well as a man. I got treated better as a woman. This is like couch time here.
Are you supposed to be that example for everybody? Like, you can't be you. You have to be that example for the masses.
Right. Well, that's why the, like Laverne Cox, the transgender actress, that is who they look to because there's what they want to see.
That's a lot of pressure for her.
Male to female, complete transition, complete career, upward fabulousness. She's great. She's a woman. She, you know, never was a man, even when she was a man, because it's just not who she was. And this works for her. That's what they want to think of as transgender, because people, the public, cannot take shades of gray. Pardon me. They just cannot deal with that. That's why they don't listen to me that much, because I come out and say, well, yeah, you can be completely hardcore male to female or female to male. You have to be one or the other, black or white, one side or the other. Or you could be in the middle, or you could be a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right.
You didn't suffer enough, Dee. Maybe that's the whole problem. You didn't suffer enough.
Oh, my God.
You have to be bleeding.
So I'm discredited because I didn't suffer enough.
So you're not important there.
And I'm too wishy-washy, too gray. I'm a gray tranny. And I use the word tranny, so that even discredits me further because that's just not what the kids are using these days.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm clueless.
And that's why I'm glad that you're here, because you can add that spin to it, the other concept of, I'm talking to a woman, you're not offended, I'm not offending you, I don't think.
No.
And you grew
up... What's to offend me about?
Exactly.
Who gives a crap?
Because you don't care enough, Anne-Marie, either.
Who gives a damn?
And you've worked in male, masculine...
I do. I worked in a male environment. I was in printing. So
printing, for God's sake. And did you feel inadequate, unequal?
I didn't feel that way. I just noticed that I was, cause it didn't bother me. Like I knew my job and it didn't bother me what they thought, but they didn't see me as an equal until I began cursing and letting the profanity fly. Then it was like, oh, hey, she's one of us.
And see, I wonder if you would ask them and they would tell you the truth. Was it that you were a woman or just that they didn't think that you were like them?
Because we had that conversation because was a woman and their cultures taught them that women don't do this. Mm-hmm. I should be home with my 20 children feeding them and whatnot. And I showed them I was a real person, a regular person that they could have fun with and have a conversation with and they could relax.
So did it actually come to a kind of thing where they were like, wow, you know, we never thought a woman could do this, but you've changed our mind.
They got a lesson, you know, and it was just, and I guess I learned about them too. It was a meaningful time.
See, it's all about learning.
It's just about everybody relaxing and, stop trying to categorize and treat everyone as individuals instead of what they're supposed to be according to these standards and those standards and just stop.
I think that's what's disappointed me so much is that I never thought people, including myself, could talk about that subject of being a human, just being so much. I never thought they could complicate this to this level, that it has to be that we're still, 20 years, 30 years, 200 years still talking about, well, are you a man or are you a woman? What do you deserve to do? What can you do? Equal rights. And when it, and yet they all still say, well, we're all humans. Come down to it. We're all humans. But I don't think they believe that.
I'm blaming the internet again, because everybody is somebody on the internet. Everyone's got their platform and everyone shouts their opinion. I think there's more discussion now because of the internet. So you've got everyone screaming about what's right, what's supposed to be.
I think so.
There's heated discussions and there's you're this and you're that. You're not supposed to be this. And it's petty crap over and over and over and over again.
That's why I just...
So nothing's the same. You can't just have a normal conversation. It's got to be petty crap and snark and just stop. I'm getting too old for this.
That's like what we were saying this morning. Is anybody just a person anymore? Because, and it comes to this as well, you know, they have to be something. They have to be, you've got to be in your box. You've got to check all the boxes of your gender and your lifestyle, your sexuality, what you do, who you are. You have to, and you have to present it. And it's like the internet, it has kind of forced us to do that, or forced them to do that, in that, you know, you have a profile. Everyone has a profile page now, and you have to tell the world, well, who are
you? Who you are.
What are you? And you have to
illustrate what you think you are, not necessarily what you really are.
And I just, you know...
Everyone's full of crap.
Exactly.
And they can be whatever they want. It's the internet.
And for those who have not been privy to that conversation, it just really drives me wild that not one person that I see anymore adding me or friending me, following me, saying hi to me, is just Joe Blow from Main Street, who is an electrician, and he comes home and he eats a TV dinner and he comes online and he enjoys
the
things I
thing going with on the butt with crack. The electrician. Yeah.
Yes, with the butt crack, and he just comes home and he listens to our show and he likes it, and that's it. I don't know anybody like that anymore. It's
they
always
don't exist.
This is, you know, it's Joe Schmo, and he is an electrician with the butt crack, but he also does, you know, poetry readings late at night in the dark club. And
wait, you want electricians to be multidimensional like that? Come on. Here we go. Let's label them. Come
I'm
on.
Sure that, and see, I'm insulting them just as much as well. I just, you know, that's what I used to, that's what I saw. That's what separated the superstars from the audience. There was an audience, and now the audience also happens to be superstars, all of them. And at the end of the day, you know, they're coming up to get your autograph, but at the same time, they think you should ask for their autograph.
You're no longer preaching to a choir, I guess. You're not preaching. There's no, forget it. It's a mess.
It's a mess.
Shut the internet down.
Shut the internet down. But don't.
but don't. Yeah, because what am I going to do?
Exactly. And I guess we can thank it that it gave everyone something to do, because that's why they didn't do anything before. That's why all they thought they were housewives and
what the hell did
electricians.
We do?
Yeah, we God. Just, I don't know. I'm lucky enough to not know. I grasped the wonderful internet at the age of 10. I was in the AOL chat rooms talking to who knows who.
Age, sex, location. Yeah, God knows.
Exactly. No. And I was always 16. Thank you. And they were, you know, I was absolutely stunned when I was chat. I had a new internet girlfriend, and she sent me pictures of herself. Lovely photos, you know, nothing dirty. Okay. And I was just a child. I was shocked when, like, a couple months later, I saw that it was actually that the pictures were of an actress on some daytime television show. And I couldn't believe, I not even comprehend.
But why not? Yeah. Why not? Because she could. Right. So.
And I think even at that time, and maybe this is why, this is like the everything is connected to everything else in everything that we do, including Up All Night on 4Culture Radio, with Artist D and Anne Marie. That's who you're listening to, if you didn't know. That we are, you know, I'm kind of crazy that, because when I thought of it, and she's still going to talk to me. I mean, it's still a person talking to me as that person. We're never going to meet. I knew that. And I was okay with it. And I never, like, had this big, you've lied to me. You aren't some soap opera actress. You're not 16. You're 52 and dirty.
And dirty. You filthy beast.
Exactly, you filthy beast. I'll never speak with you again. Instead, I was just like, okay, let's just see how this goes. And it went and it was done. That's it. And I got another internet girlfriend the next day. That's what we did back then.
There's millions out there.
AOL chat room.
But it's happening today still too. You know.
It is. It is. But now it's different. I think. Because now they take it seriously. Because that's, you know, back then. We were, you know, on the internet.
People are now just assholes. That's right, just how it is. Right. Come on.
And we knew back then.
We had a 6-year relationship and what are you talking about?
Well, like we found out the other day, I mean, where do we chat? I don't know. I couldn't find any to chat on. I just need to send you a freaking
there is no chat stuff
chat
anymore.
Message, and there isn't. It's just no one's on there.
There is. Yeah. What do you do?
I don't know what people do.
Because AOL had that whole, like, it was a colony of rooms. It was
right.
Whatever you wanted it to be.
Then you private messaged them your AOL IM screen name. And you talked, you traded. And
you could be whatever you wanted to be.
Yes. We used to send each other sound waves. We'd record on the Windows sound
recorder.
Just a little bit of
sound.
It
took up all your memory.
Yeah. And then we sent it. Yes,
and you were the coolest.
We were, exactly. And I still,
a short amount of time.
And you know, that was really special because, I mean, now, this is the internet turned into real life. I've always said that. And everything's just gone. I mean, Snapchat, is Snapchat that thing that goes away? You do something that goes away?
It's supposed to go away. Right. I think they decided
other than the
people
screen capturing you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, Snapchat is like the internet, and we live it like regular life. We go on, we do, and we feel like everything disappears. And it kind of does, in a way, unless you've done something really naughty, then your boss finds it. But it's not on our hard drives, is what I mean. And back
it's
then,
worse.
It's worse.
It's in your little clouds. It's worse.
Yeah. But it's really important, because, like, in 97, I had this best friend, and we went back and forth, and we had a really, you know, we talked all the time, chatted all the time, and we found out we could send each other little voice clips, and we sent stupidest voice clips, and, you know, and I saved all of that stuff, and it's just, you know, childish bullshit. But she's dead now, and isn't that nice that I have that? And if I had that kind of friendship with someone on there now, I would go on my cloud to find that thing we did, and it wouldn't be there, because we don't do that.
See how things have changed.
Yes, and everyone thinks of themselves as a brand, says Felicia in Twitter. It's true.
That's true. We are a brand.
We are all a brand. And that's like, and
even, all we do is promote our brands over and over and over.
Even people who don't do anything, it's like, well, how can I get more followers? And I'm like, don't they realize this is just like back when there was no followers and you said, well, how can I get more friends? And someone said, well, nobody likes you, so you're not going to have any friends. What's the big deal?
But as if that number defines you, you know?
Yes. And Charlie on Twitter, by the way, @4Culture, tweet us. I was going to say twat us, but tweet us.
Dirty mind.
We're doing good. We're doing really well, Anne-Marie.
We always do.
We always do. Charlie says, it's called being catfished now. I just heard this the other day for the first time. I just heard this. What does that mean? Do you know?
Well, the fish itself is what? It's like a bottom-dwelling
right. But
thing.
The new new label,
and
old
I guess
scam.
You,
it's when you're sending someone.
You're being someone else. You're not being true to who you are.
Okay, that's why it's new label, old scam. We did that years ago. Come on.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, someone was telling me, they were like, can you imagine that someone would go on and take your photos from Facebook and pretend to be you? And I thought, I said it, that's very flattering. And
that is a big deal. Like, you were chosen.
Because that's how it used to be. When I was the internet's first superstar and I found someone who stole my photos and they're being me, I'm like, I've made it. I made it.
That's true. Congratulations.
And my friend Jessie Kitty, people should still know her. She was a wonderful porn star and artist. And so many people stole her shit. So many. There were so many Jessie Kitties on the internet back then.
It comes with the territory.
And she thought it the same way. She's like, that's freaking wonderful. That's great. I mean, what's the big deal? Other than, like, those crime shows that you watch that tell you what the big deal is, because then, you know, then it gets kind of dirty.
As long as no one's murdering in your name, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, as long as that's not the case. I guess that would be bad. See, I don't think that far ahead. Someone steals your pictures, then they meet somebody and they kill them, and it's like,
and they leave a picture like, it was me, this person in this picture did it.
Yeah, that's okay. I guess we've just... That's just kind of scary. We've totally proven the problem with catfishing. Thank you, Charlie.
The problem with life.
The problem with life. I'm up all night.
God help us all.
Yes. And the other thing that I had pulled here was Mr. and Mrs. and Miss. And I guess a high school is saying that they can't use Mr. and Miss. It's too much. Oh,
come on. Enough.
How can that be? How can they even, how can a logical, it just goes beyond logical.
Loosen up, folks.
Awareness. So loosen up, shut your faces.
Shut your faces.
The link is
button
not
your
working.
Lip. That's from an old Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Button your lip, yes.
Button your lip.
Yes, just be yourselves. Be humans. Don't catfish.
Take the stick out of your ass and relax.
And don't fish.
Don't fish.
Don't fish, because fishing is bad. P-H-I, fishing. This is our show.
Everything's bad.
Everything's bad.
The list of things that are bad.
They get on every Saturday and tell us what they hate. I hate the internet, but I love the internet.
The internet has, it's taken over our soul.
It has, but one day it will change. I just can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens when Facebook goes away or morphs into whatever's next. It's held on so
It's already long. Taken over the world.
It has. And I just want to see, I just want it to mature. I want the internet to mature. You know, articles are always coming out saying that Facebook is becoming less popular. People are getting tired of it. I certainly don't see that. Yeah, people are crazy. They're creatures of habit and they've been sucked in. Just like we were sucked in originally when it was worth being sucked into the internet, when it was an amazing place, the land of mystery and enchantment. But now they're sucked in because it's America and they can just sit on their asses. The internet is America. Get your pretzel and your hot dog. Sit down.
Sometimes the pretzels are good, though.
I love the soft pretzels.
Back in the day, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's nothing like a good soft pretzel.
One day I had a pretzel it was frozen. It was previously frozen. Most devastating experience of my life.
I hate that. I hated when it was like freezer burned.
You could bastards.
Tell. Yeah.
See? World's coming to an end.
It is. It is. We must have had a very enlightening show this weekend because folks have been listening very quietly.
Oh.
It's lovely. Oh.
I know.
Yeah,
what do we do next week now?
We only have one hashtag of, shut your face.
We got all, shut your face, shut your face.
Yes. Felicia says, internet equals free porn. Yes, yes, it does.
The internet is for porn. That's from the Avenue Q. Broadway production. They have a song.
Indeed. And we can thank the Super Bowl for this show. Thanks to
Thank
always.
You, Super Bowl.
Thank you, Super Bowl. Because that
appreciate
was just, that was just last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I did watch. because I just,
you know
it was
what?
On.
I did watch. Too. I really did. And I felt like such a rebel because everyone on my, you know, Twitter is like, you know, I'm not watching the Super Bowl. I'm an artist. And I'm thinking, oh, this is.
Well, it's fun felt, to take on, you know, to be, yeah. I don't know, to fight with people on Twitter and say, hey, your team sucks. Yeah. It's just fun.
And the whole the halftime thing, I was so happy I finally got to participate in tweeting about the halftime show.
Say, aren't you glad you did? Because
did.
Now you could know the deal with the
those
left shark
and
right shark.
He ran into a tree.
God help us all. Like, for real. That's it. Just, yes. Yeah.
And I did have help. People actually helped me. They explained the game to me. So this is the first time I really understood what was going on. So I got
learned.
I learned, and it was nice. I was rooting for the hawk side. The hawk side.
The hawk side.
The hawk side. Because I just, I don't,
the
I have
Seahawks.
No reason.
Yes.
Yeah, no real reason. Just it looked like they were appealing. And so it really did affect me there near the end. I totally got it. I understood people. I finally understood people.
It's like, no. Yeah.
That's kind of what happens as I'm getting older. You know, I've never been a person. I've never been I just don't understand them. And I'm finally having some experiences later in my midlife here that I get it. I understand people. And their lunacy and the sharks and Katy Perry. And
yeah, a lot of people are upset. Why is this treated like a holiday? What's the big deal? And you know what the big deal is? It's 20 degrees out. There's nothing to do in January or February, whatever the heck month it is. But it's something to do.
Exactly. And it is.
Hey, let's all just beat our faces and yell at people. So, yeah, America.
Well, you know, I really like Christmas. And for years, you know, I always think, you know, this is kind of sad that we only have one holiday per year that really does that. But it's like, no, you have to pick out the little ones too. And that's what the Super Bowl can do. You can get together with people, stuff your face, bond. It's all about bonding.
Just have some
fun. Lost our humanity. And I can't believe, and I'm sure someone who has known me for like 20 years is saying, I cannot believe he is saying that we've lost our humanity, that we can't watch the Super Bowl together and eat chicken nuggets.
Do people eat? Come on, people do not eat chicken nuggets watching the Super Bowl. It's all about these weird dips that will just clog your arteries within seconds
That's
of consumption.
That's true. Well, I'm happy to say I looked in my freezer for the most deadly thing. I found sweet potato fries, the most deadly thing.
Oh, what a nerd.
So
okay.
I did that. That's the only thing. And if I knew it was going to happen, I would have bought a really deadly bag of, you know, freezer chicken, chicken sticks or something.
A deadly bag of freezer chicken.
A deadly bag of frozen chicken sticks and some really
Excellent.
Bad shit to dip them in. And I would have sat
Excellent.
There and done so, along with a pound cake, for God's sakes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. We're talking Super Bowl porn on Up All Night. Producer Mark looks
Some guy
horrible.
Broke his arm there at the Super Bowl, and they had a picture of that, and it was shaped like a U, and it was gross.
Oh, my God.
That's what I remember from the Super Bowl.
Indeed.
Gross, I can't. Speaking of, I can't, see.
Speaking of, exactly, I was just about to say. It's all connected, folks. I can't. Today's
I can't.
This week's I can't. I can't. And I seriously can't.
Ready? Okay.
Chinese team.
Yeah.
Chops hand off to cure internet addiction.
He chopped off his own hand.
A Chinese teenager has been rushed to the hospital after chopping off his hand in a desperate attempt to cure his addiction to the internet.
Excellent.
There are currently 24 million young web junkies in China, according to official estimates. There have been clinics set up with boot camps to rehab them.
We might need that here.
I think we do. Hoping to rid himself of the vice, one 19-year-old from the city of Nantong in Xichao province took drastic measures for his own, and he cut off his hand. His left hand.
Yeah, the
his
problem is hand. He's right-handed. So
what the hell? His left hand?
but he can still click the mouse with the right. So what's the big deal?
He's like, I mean, I just wonder what goes through the mind. They're like, I can't stand this. I've got to stop this. I'm going to cut off my hand.
Got to hand it to you. Not... But this is...
I mean, so he's sitting there. He's like, I can't do the right hand. That's the one that I click the mouse with and jerk off with. I can't do that.
Well, I'm gonna cut off my left hand, call the taxi, leave my hand laying on the ground.
As a sign to his parents.
And they were able to fix it.
Did he cut it straight off?
Clean I don't off? Know. What do you cut it with? It's a kitchen knife, that's it says. It. A kitchen, oh, that's some knife.
What kind of kitchen
knife? A Ginzu knife. It cuts through anything.
I mean, if you had the cleaver out, he just did it. I mean, that's possible. Very difficult. It's not easy cutting through bone. We cannot accept what has happened. It was completely out of the blue. He was a smart boy, his mother said.
Last line of the article. Has anyone tested little Wang for acid?
As they have little internet fasting camps. Oh my God. I heard about the young man.
We need them. Apparently we need them because everyone is a mess.
Yes, we are all a mess. I think people need them. You know, once again, back then, they told me, get off the computer. You're addicted to it. You can't sit there and look at a screen all day. Now look at everybody.
Now they pay us to do that. They
pay us to do it. Now I know. That's the whole, the eye doctor story. Every time I go to an eye doctor, I'm amazed because, you know, when I started the eye doctor, you know, when I was mid-teens, they gave you a form and it said, you know, how much time do you spend on the computer? 1, 2, or 5 hours. And back then I was like, you know, 14 hours. And they look at me like, you're crazy. You've got to stop that. And now I go into that form. It's pretty much, it only starts at 8 hours. You don't even get much less than that.
It starts at 8.
Yeah. And most
That's
people,
sad.
And then I say, yeah, most of my day I'm looking at a screen, and she just nods her head now. 10 years ago, they would have thought, you know, you're going to go blind.
We kind of are.
Ooh, that's poetic.
See?
We are. We're going blind.
Blind to it all.
Charlie says, couldn't he cut, God, the, we suck. Couldn't he cut the cord?
Apparently not. This is, no. You know.
No. That's the, you know.
I really want to know if he was left-handed or right-handed. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah, if I was driven to that much insanity, I would have had a freak out and busted everything in my house. I mean, put a sledgehammer through your screen, not your hand.
Oh, I can't break that. Come on.
It's like
didn't some kid like sell his kidney to get an iPhone?
I think so. If they didn't, I'm sure they have.
I mean, we're really a sick bunch of people.
Yeah, surgeons at the local university hospital managed to reattach the hand after it was recovered by police. So it was missing. So it was left behind. So he really, wow, he cut that sucker off.
And they put it back.
One of the boy's teachers, who was not named, blamed his actions on an internet addiction which had made him impetuous. It's that damn internet. Making us all impetuous.
I need the internet to look up the words exactly. Used in that article. My God.
Yeah, everyone stopped, pulled out their phone, and she's like, you're all impetuous.
Oh, but he left a note for his mother.
How nice.
Mom, I had gone to the hospital for a while, it read. Don't worry, I will definitely come back this evening. Wow. I guess that's nice, right? Nice.
As long as he didn't, like, leave it with the hand, you know. That's what I would... Pin it to the hand. I'll be back tonight, Mom. Went to the hospital.
Like, God, oh, this shit. World stinks. I can't. I can't do it. I can't deal with this.
I can't either. I can't.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
This is our
world. This is our world. This is the world you live in.
Nice and lucky.
That's one of my favorite songs, Land of Confusion, and it's true.
With those puppets. That was a weird video.
That was one of the first that this will date me and, you know, make everyone feel old.
I grew up with MTV. Come on. But I was like, MTV was all Billy Squire and
that was one of my first things I remember watching on MTV, sitting on the floor as a child. Was The Land of Confusion.
That was a major video because it had puppets, you know?
And, Reagan was drowning.
And that sure Sledgehammer that video was all claymation with Peter Gabriel. Right. See, I remember all this stuff.
I love that video, yes.
Hey.
Absolutely.
Now there are no more videos.
No, there's not. And if they are, they're just
tacky. There's no platform for them anymore.
There's no platform. There's no theme. It's all tacky bullshit.
Used to be a big deal. World premiere video in 2 weeks. It was a big deal.
Yeah, and they teased you for 2 freaking weeks. And you watched.
Major photographers taking on these projects. And it was a big deal. Like, wow.
And you waited. And you stayed up for it. You set your alarm. You'd have to tune in to the whatever at 11:30 because Madonna's new video.
I stayed up for the Duran Duran videos.
Oh, I love
those. Were a big deal.
I love those.
Because they were always on location, you know?
Yes.
I mean, now someone goes to tape in Sri Lanka. It's like, what are you doing there? What are we doing?
And did you see this new single by Jennifer Lopez?
I have not.
It's called I Love Ya, Boy. Le. Not love. Le. It's like, do you have a speech impediment?
What does that mean?
I guess love. I guess it's just another slangy, hip-hoppy.
I have to see
and it's
this.
It's horrible. And I watched half of it. I couldn't. My eyes started bleeding and I couldn't get through. But because I saw the title and I thought, no, you can't. I can't. I can't do this.
Well, she just had a song with, who's that other one? Oh, my God.
No,
I can't think.
I love you, Poppy. I love you, Poppy. And then she keeps repeating
you,
it. So then it sounds like I love you, Puppy. And I'm like, why are you talking about a puppy? I don't understand. I don't want to understand.
But, like, her previous track was about her ass.
Right, right. And now it's about, and now she's, you know, it's like she had a stroke. She can't say loved. La, la, la. Her tongue's waggling all over. This is ridiculous. I can't handle any of this.
This is my problem with the industry.
This is why we do Four Culture Magazine. We need to find people who can actually speak.
Oh, and just give me some substance, man. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, you've got to watch it. I want to hear your reaction afterwards. You've got to call me and scream.
What is this?
Jesus Christ. just don't chop off your hand. Okay.
No, I wouldn't know which one to chop off anyway.
Me neither.
Like, I'm right-handed, so if I don't use my left hand to cut off the right hand, I mean, I'm not going to be as strong, I would guess. So that really
that's probably what you'd need to do, because you would have to do it with your dominant hand if you're cleaving at it. I don't know if he couldn't have been he was like sawing at it.
Let's take a poll on Twitter. If you had to slice off your body parts, what device would you use?
What would you use? Yes, let us know at Four Culture on Twitter. We'll collect the results and come back to you next week.
We will sculpt the results.
We will sculpt the results.
Make some art out of it. Art will make everything better.
Chop them down.
God help us. Really, really. This is the theme. That's another underlying theme. God help us all.
God help us all.
We're screwed.
Get off the planet. Just get off.
That's enough internet for us today.
It does look like we've come to an end.
We did it.
We did it again. We made it. We didn't giggle the entire way.
I thought this was going to be a mess. Like,
of course.
Maybe it was, but I thought it was going to be more of a mess.
It was a beautiful mess and an exceptional disaster.
Starting off with tears in my eyes because nothing is. Yeah, it was great. I have no vocabulary. That's how great today is.
Yes.
A complete lack of vocabulary has taken over.
So go to GoFundMe.
Hey, Menza's listening. Sorry, Menza.
Yes.
I apologize for the show.
He's listening to us talk shit, which is exactly what we do on Up All Night with Artist D and Anne Marie. And go fund me at Four Culture. Go Gadget.
Buy some music so we could stay on the air.
It's not like you're, you know, getting it for nothing. So please go. Music. You give us money. We'll give you more of this. We'll give you more art. We'll give you more words. We support these wonderful live shows and all the DJs on our stations that play worldwide 24/7. Wonderful music. So you've got to keep tuning in, but you've got to give a little bit of money, just a little bit. £5? £15?
$7.62.
Just do the £15. Get all three and just jam out. It'll fill your week with joy.
Joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. That's Ren and Stimpy.
It is, absolutely. Another fabulous piece of culture washed away by the sands of time.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
That was. And any further parting words, Anne-Marie?
I can't. That's my parting words.
Well, then I guess we'll see them all next Saturday.
We love you.
When we find out how people chop off their arms and other such things.
On Chopped. That's a good...
Up all night, Chopped.
Ooh, yeah, that's hardcore. That's our special late night show.
Absolutely. that's the director's cut. see you next Saturday.
I'm so tired.
Live your life on the underground with art and fabulousness. It's up all night. Good night, Anne-Marie.
Good night, Dee.
Until next time, go to 4culture.com for everything and all.
Artists D and Anne-Marie keeping you up all night on 4culture Radio.